From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Peter Sagal. This week, we are bringing you some of the best from our celebrity guest segment called Not My Job. Janeane Garofalo is an odd kind of hybrid. She's an actress and comedian who became so informed and engaged with current events that she became a pundit in her own right. In fact, she's so committed to her beliefs, she wears her opinions on her sleeves. Technically, she wears them under her sleeves, as she told us when she joined panelists Roy Blunt Jr., Richard Roper, and Paula Poundstone in July 2006.
I have the word liberal tattooed onto my left shoulder because it's not a dirty word. It's something to be proud of.
So you had it actually tattooed on.
I had it tattooed on so people would say, why do you... But mostly people say, why do you have Liberace tattooed to your arm?
Yeah.
It's like Liberace, I suppose. But it's liberal so that I can say... It's something to be proud of. Without liberals, mm-hmm. all the good things we brag about in our society are because of liberals.
Yeah, like, there you are.
Applause. Not have applause.
Yeah, also.
If there was not liberals, there would be no
applause.
Thing is applause.
It's the liberals that allowed us to express our enthusiasm by clapping our hands together.
Exactly.
As should be obvious, you are very outspoken politically, and I was wondering, I mean, you are also a performer and an actress. Has this, in fact, affected your career, being an outspoken person politically, being a kind of...
No, I was never in a position to, you know, fall very far from grace. I was, a moderately successful in the 90s. But these are the aughts, my friend. We're
yes.
well into the aughts. Now, I think being 41 and not going to the gym harmed my career.
At that point, you could say anything you wanted.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Could you classify your persona in the movies? There's a big role here for Janeane Garofalo because it's a...
It's what? Someone who could be a lesbian. That's how I classify. Is she? Is she? She seems rather like a lesbian.
Well, that's a niche, I guess.
It is a niche that I have. I play gay, even without my knowledge.
Let me. We happen to know, Janeane, that this week you were on jury duty.
Yes, I've been on jury duty for a month. I'm on a federal grand jury.
So how has it been? Sometimes, you know, you go into the belly of the beast and you come out of the system either impressed or dismayed by how things work.
I went in sort of interested in the system, and I am now leaving the system feeling it is so deeply flawed and geared toward failure that I don't know what to do. I mean, it's absurd the way that it works, although I've met a lot of very nice people. And some of the undercover police persons, men mostly, who testify are attractive. So that's been...
There you go. Well, Janeane Garofalo, we're delighted to have you with us. We've asked you here to play a game we're calling...
If you think you're going to prance around wearing that, young lady, you've got another think coming.
Last week was the 60th anniversary of the debut of the bikini, that explosive French swimsuit. Slate.com posted an illustrated history of the iconic garment, and while we can't show you the pictures, we can ask you, Janeane, three questions about the bikini, the history thereof. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice and their home answering machine, perhaps if they like singing, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. So, Carl, who is Janeane Garofalo playing for?
Peter, she is playing for Mandy Foreman of Los Angeles, California.
Where did they go?
Yep.
Okay. Here's your first question. You might think that the French, back in 1946, were so sophisticated that they immediately embraced the revealing swimsuit. Not true. In fact, the bikini's inventor, Louis Royard, ran into what difficulty as he tried to unveil his creation? Was it that A, the French government wouldn't allow such a thing on public beaches, so he had to pose his model in front of a crude painting of a beach? B, no self-respecting French model would wear it, so he had to hire a stripper? Or C, no magazine would print the photos, so we had to put a box over the midsection with the word censuré or censored.
Huh. I'm going to go with C.
You're going to go with C, that he actually, when he printed his photos of his new creation, he actually had to censor it. Is that your choice?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you seem not so certain, not so sure.
Well, in the SATs, this book I read said, usually go with A, C, or E. Taking your SATs.
Right.
So I'm going to go with C, because there's no E. I mean, there's an A, but...
Now, the answer, I'm afraid, was B. He had to hire a stripper.
You know what? I was going to... actually change it.
Let her change it. Peter, let her change it.
I was going to change it, but I accept my fate.
Okay.
Or Mandy's fate.
No, it's only the first question. Well, what happened was is that, in fact, no model would wear it, so the person wearing the first bikini ever seen in public was Micheline Bernarditi, a nude dancer from Paris. After a one-shoot modeling career. Oh, yeah, some Bernardini fans in the house, absolutely.
It was World War II, but I feel like it was yesterday.
There's someone back there. He still remembers that fateful night.
Yeah, anyway, she posed once wearing a bikini, and then she went back to taking all of her clothes off. All right, you still have two chances, Janine, so don't get lost in recriminations like
okay.
You liberals do. No, just stay with us. Stay with us. Fight. Among the many who tried to resist the rise of the bikini was whom? A, Walt Disney, who refused to let Annette Funicello wear one in her 1963 breakthrough movie Beach Party. B, Hugh Hefner, who called the suit, quote, another French promise they'll never keep, unquote. Or C, the editors of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, which did not allow a bikini until 1969, afraid that postal inspectors would refuse to mail it.
C.
You're going to go for C, Sports Illustrated.
Well, I know Annette Funicello wore a bikini, even though the top was over her navel in Beach Party. And Hugh Hefner would never have stood in the way of a bikini. And I do know that there was problems with sellers of quote-unquote pornography, with Betty Page, her pinups, they would be arrested. So maybe Sports Illustrated was worried about somebody getting litigious with them. So I'm going to go with C.
You've really taken this so far beyond your SAT thing. the level of thought that went into it is so different from the way, the Devil May Care way you approached your first question.
I rarely feel as bad about this as I am about to. Because the answer was, in fact, A, Walt Disney and Annette Funicello. Here's the thing, and you were so close. You're right. Annette Funicello was wearing a two-piece bathing suit, but that's not a bikini. And in fact...
That's not fair.
In fact, what is the distinguishing characteristic of a bikini?
Below the navel.
Exactly. Yeah. It shows the navel. But in fact, yes. In fact, it turns out that there were two-piece bathing suits before and after the bikini that weren't bikinis.
J. Edgar Hoover wore one.
Exactly, for example. Just for lounging around the house, of course. All right, you have one more question. Let's see if you can get it. Perhaps the most famous appearance of a bikini on film is the one worn by Ursula Andress in the first James Bond movie, Dr. No. A writer for Time magazine described the scene at the time. How? A, the single triangle and two circles of white are like blank screens upon which dirty minds may project their own private adventures. B, actress Ursula Andress fills a wet bikini as if she were going downwind behind twin spinnakers. Or C, with every step of her exposed legs, she tramples 20 centuries of morality into the sand.
Ooh. Oh, no. C.
I feel, Janine, we have gone through such an emotional journey with you. No, it was B, the twin spinnakers.
Oh, my Lord. Somebody wrote down the twin spinnaker thing.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, spinnakers, I don't know if you know this, spinnakers are a kind of sail that are used in sailboats, which are very large and round as they're blown out.
Oh, I didn't know that's what a spinnaker was.
Right,
I was thinking of a little propeller.
The downwind between two, I don't get it.
Well... Imagine two boats.
Yeah.
And then imagine, instead of boats, some humongous bazongas. And then...
Ah.
Yeah. And you sort of see it's a visual metaphor.
Yeah.
Oh, but I thought they were propellers.
No. That's hilarious. Ursula Andress rises from the beach in Dr. No, and you hear a... ding.
I thought you made it up.
No, I didn't make it up.
This has gone horribly for Mandy. She doesn't get her answering machine. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny. See, I was hoping you'd ask a question like the bikini came from, named after the bikini atoll.
It did, though. That's true. Could we ring a bell, please? Ring a bell.
Ding.
Thank you. There you got that correct. That's good.
So can we use that as a sorbet to erase one of my wrong answers?
Exactly.
Get rid of one of the wrong answers, and then she gets her answering machine. Because also I was correct about the two-piece bathing suit.
Boy.
That's true. All right, hold on. Now, there's only one answer. In this show, we obey the rule of law, and the rule of law is enforced by Carl Castle. So, Carl, how did Janine Garofalo do on our show?
I'm afraid she didn't, Peter. I know Janine tried very hard to milk this thing for something, but no go.
No, I'm so sorry, yeah, Janine.
Yeah. Oh, Carl.
Janine Garofalo is a comedian, actress, pundit. Right now, she's just finishing up jury duty in New York City. Janine, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.